I am on a journey and I'm taking you all with me. We are on this journey following the Lord together. Welcome aboard. You are VIP guests on this show. My name is Red. I'll be your host this evening. Thank you for traveling with us here on the Red Blonde Fox Show.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Anybody got a praise in here? Come on, give God some praise.
Hallelujah.
He's worthy to be praised. And we thank the Lord. Hey, Sister Tierra stuck in on us. And I see Sister Puna stuck in on us. And we thank God for those that are here. We honor you today. And we know it's a holiday weekend. And listen, even as y'all prepare to cook, if you go somewhere, y'all just be mindful to be careful.
Yeah.
Be careful. Watch all your surroundings. The world is not the same no more. And we see it. We see the world is deteriorating.
Yes, it is.
And especially here in America, they celebrate 250 years of, they say, of America, but I call it 250 years of racism.
Yeah.
But I ain't gonna celebrate with them folks. For 250.
That's right.
They have been doggish. They have been racist. And I don't know about y'all. America don't mean too much to me at all. But we thank God for the Lord. Amen. Give God a hand for it. That's what I'm blessing. I'm blessing Jesus. I'm blessing the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't care what they do. I'm here to honor the Lord. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. We bless you. And we honor you. Your name is above all names. You are our God. You are our help. We trust you. We bless you. Oh, God, here we are today. Look over us. Give us a word to live by this week. Give us a word to transform us, that we may come in here one way and leave another way.
Yes.
Feed us until we want no more.
Yes.
And bless your word on today, because we thank you. And you've just been so good. So bless each and every one of us that's here. Bless us, and even when they leave this place, bless us that we may be protected. Bless us that we may have a good holiday weekend. And bless us to look unto you, the author and finisher of our faith. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. I had a minister call me the other day. The baby said amen. And we started talking, and he told me, he said, I know real way, he said, Coleman, he said, man, everybody want to be famous. I said, well, you need famous. In the church, I said, I don't want to hear all that. I said, because there's only one famous man who represented. I said, I don't care if you got a million members, a thousand, there's only one man who's famous.
Yep.
And his name is Jesus. Give Jesus a hand praise. He died for us. Give him a hand praise. That's who's famous. We ain't nothing but forerunners. We ain't nothing but trying to tell the people how good he is. That's all we hear. We forerunners telling people that the Lord is soon to come. Amen. Let's look at this text. Take out a text of his grace and mercy. Lamentations 3:22-23. His grace and mercy. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are consumed, that we are not consumed, because his compassion fails not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord always gives us another day, a brand new day. Today is another day to get it right. Did y'all know that?
Amen.
Today is another day. Yesterday is gone. He flipped his calendar to today.
Yeah.
I believe today is what, the 25th?
Yeah.
Sunday, May 24th. Yesterday was the 23rd.
Yeah.
He gave us, now he's giving us another one today, another mercy day. Now, I used to didn't understand how this thing worked when I first got in as far as knowing about God. And all the days that he had kept me, I didn't even know that I was being kept by God. Doing all the stuff that I was doing, how I was growing up, and just keeping up hell, just being a criminal, being a crook, being a drug head. I didn't know that he was keeping me for this time, such a time like this. Amen? Now, like I told you earlier, I'm going to preach. I don't care if it's one in here. I'm going to preach to that one. I don't care about the crowd.
Right.
I care about the word getting it out, the folks can stand and live by and don't have to be falling down every day, getting back up, knowing that God's mercies are new. So my text today is his grace and his mercy. It is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed. All of us in here today have to realize that today is a brand new day that he has given us.
Hallelujah.
This is another day that he did not let the devil consume us. I don't care what's been going on in our life. We probably, some of us have been going through stuff that we don't even want nobody to even know the stuff that we're going through or been through. So he's watching over us. Yeah. I did not know that. He said, because his compassion failed not.
Yeah.
And it's going to be really deep. And I'm going to say it, y'all. And actually, it was Tier's mother years ago had said something. Mr. Lennon and was here, and I looked at her, she looked at me, and she said, Pastor, we need to research that.
Okay.
Because we didn't know that we was a tribe of Judah. Now it's 12 tribes.
Right, right, yeah.
You go to 12, these are actually, this is real, y'all.
Yeah, that is real.
Judah, American blacks.
We all Judah. Okay. Well, I think it's over
here. Her mother, God has showed her something, and she mentioned it to us. And Tierra was here,
yeah.
And me and missionary, we went to dig,
right.
And come to find out that the Caucasians knew that's trying to hide it.
They knew
that we from the tribe of Judah.
We were
king. They knew.
Yeah. And we are not African.
Benjamin, West Indian blacks.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Levi.
Haitian.
Ephraim. Puerto Rico.
All right.
Manasseh. Cuban.
All right.
And Trump got nervous. That's what the Cubans do. He know what he's doing.
Exactly.
They're already in trouble for what they had done to us. Don't you see how the storm's coming?
Yeah.
That stuff ain't happening because of talking about what they call it.
No.
In America, it's called, you're going to judgment.
All right.
What you done to my people?
Yeah.
It's coming back now.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Simeon, Dominicans.
All right.
Dominicans, yeah.
Zebulun, Guatemala.
Yeah.
Gad, Native American Indians.
Native American, black.
Indians in this. We got 12 tribes.
All
yes,
right.
We
are not African American. Thank you, Lord.
Nope.
Thank you, Jesus. I know who I am.
Reuben. Seminole Indians.
All right now.
Samoyan.
All right.
Is that Samoyan?
Yeah, Seminole.
All right.
Asher. Columbia.
Samoyan.
Okay, you finish reading.
Samoyan is
right.
In Hawaii.
Right. Asher is Columbia to the Goria, which is the Incas. Ashkar is the Mexicans, the Aztecs. The Aztecs
over
there? Yeah. Reptilia is Argentina and Chile.
Yeah.
And then Isaiah 11:11 says, scatter throughout Africa and abroad.
Yeah.
Mexicans, I think they won.
The
Mexicans,
they got the
Mayans
in here too.
Who?
The Mayans.
You know what? I really hate to break this news to you.
That's the truth. Yeah.
About the 12 tribes.
Yeah.
I have to be honest, as I've been looking and digging myself as Lenny, and we found out that we were from the tribe of Judah and how the Romans was coming after us back in that time. It was after everybody. And we ran. And we took. I got that. Y'all want to take? It's called Migration of Judah. Each year was how we came and went. And we went to the Africans in the mountains.
Yeah.
Now, we're not Africans.
Amen.
Watch this. But the Africans told the slave traders. Yeah, they like us. They did.
Yeah.
So they have sold us. And then it was Islam that was there. They helped sold us to them.
Yep. Yeah.
That's how we got over here, y'all.
All right.
That's how we got over here.
Yeah.
So I don't really ain't trying to hurt y'all fingers. Deacon Dylan, no, I love him.
Yeah,
that's a funny thing that the 12 tribes. I hate to break this news to y'all, but I don't see no white tribe.
Okay.
Nope.
They're not white. All right.
Hallelujah. They are Gentiles under God.
They are.
If they get saved, they grabbed it in.
Yeah.
Yes, they are.
But they got to get saved like we are.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
And they are grafted.
Yes, they are.
Because we are the chosen.
Amen.
Amen.
So we look at the text today, grace and mercy.
Yes.
They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. If it had not been for God's
hallelujah,
grace
hallelujah.
And mercy, none of us would be here.
Hallelujah.
None of us.
Hallelujah.
Some of us should have lost our mind.
Lord, young man, hallelujah.
You need to take that off your head. Yeah, you need to take it off. Only a woman could wear it. Like that. Thank you, son. We honor this house, we honor the Lord. Thank you so much.
Hallelujah.
Some of us should have lost our mind.
I thank you. Lord, I thank you.
Have y'all really looked back and see when you were growing up, how death missed you, how things happened to you, and all of a sudden something happened and it missed you, what happened and you grow from it? Come up, but you remember how bad it was when it did happen? I don't know about y'all, I still remember how I used to get beat with a stitch cord. But you know, that's the way that the black people did back then when they whooped us back in that time, the 60s, they whipped us with a stitch cord. Or they had a braided up, what they called it, a braided up, something was braided up. And they would whoop us with it. Y'all remember that? There was switches. And they had them braided.
A braided up switch, that sounds like
a whip. And then I remember the time when I was robbing people and breaking in people's houses. And as I was doing this, I did not know that God still was protecting me.
All right now.
God was saving me at this time, and I did not even know it. Breaking in people's houses, robbing them at gunpoint, burglarizing people. Man, I was a mess in itself. Hooked on cocaine back then. Cocaine was out. The other drug was now. What was the other one they called it?
Crack.
Crack was now. Crack was now. We didn't deal with the little men group. We called us. We thought we was uppity because we did cocaine. We was, you know, y'all know about that. You know, we were uppity. Yeah, yeah. You know, we rolled with the big boys. So if you did what you did and you didn't do what you were under us. Because we thought we was, ain't that something how you could think that you're better than somebody else? And you doing drugs, and they doing drugs, because your drug is cocaine? Come on, y'all.
All right, tell
the truth. Yeah. Some of us should have died in sin. Anybody ever met death almost? Some of us should have died in our sin.
Thank you.
But God's grace and his mercy kept us. Some of us should have been destroyed by the mistakes we made. Anybody made any mistakes?
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
But grace stepped in and mercy helped us together.
Yes, and I thank
you. Now listen at this. Grace is God giving us what we do not deserve.
Hallelujah.
Mercy is God not giving us what we do deserve. Come on, Rachel. Come here, Daniel. Okay. Just down here. So, for instance, we would say that she had shot this young man. He's almost at the point of death.
Okay.
And then she's getting ready to shoot somebody else. But before she could do that, as she was standing with a gun getting ready to fire, somebody stepped in front of her to go grace.
All right.
In mercy, because she should have been shot. Yeah. But she wouldn't. So grace came, but mercy came and said, no. All right, sit down, baby.
All right.
Now, watch this. I'm going to give you $1,000. But you don't deserve it, though.
Right.
You didn't work for it. You didn't earn it.
Right.
I'm just going to give it to you.
Okay.
I don't know why I'm giving it to you.
All
right. But I'm going to give it to you. It's grace.
Praise God.
Mercy said, you can finna file bankruptcy, but now you don't have to. I'm having mercy on you. So I gave you what I gave you for a reason.
I love you.
I hate to tell you, that's prophecy to you.
Lord, you have to say nothing because the Lord already told you.
I knew it.
Watch it come to pass. So grace is God giving us what we do not deserve.
God,
grace, God, every last one of us here sitting in this church.
Amen.
Give God a prayer for some grace.
Amen.
Come on, Lord, give it up.
Hallelujah.
And then here comes mercy. God's not giving us what we do deserve. We deserve to be lost. But Jesus came and it was on a fire squad to kill us. But Jesus stepped in and pushed us out the way and said, I'm going to take this one. That's what he did for us, y'all.
Amen.
He gave it. He had done no wrong.
Okay,
can you imagine that?
Yeah.
He haven't done no wrong.
Yeah.
But he takes the bullet for us.
Amen, amen.
Now listen, y'all. Y'all really set this statement. Do you think that Jesus died for our sins? Do you think that you're going to walk over Jesus and get to heaven without coming through him? Because he's the one that died for us.
Hallelujah.
He's the one that laid the foundation. Said, I'll take it. I'll take the sin for it. He hasn't done nothing. It was us.
Yeah.
The world had got so bad at sin.
Yeah.
Even when it got to Noah's time, God had to just wipe them out.
Yes,
man, wipe them out.
Yep.
They was doing something every time. He said, Noah, you build an ark.
All right.
And when you build an ark, I want you to get in. I want you to take two of each animal. Get your family to. And matter of fact, Noah didn't close the door. Angel came and closed the door.
All right now.
On the ark.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, and every child of God ought to stop right now and thank God for the mercy and grace. Come on, give him another prayer. Come on, give it up for the Lord. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. You didn't earn it. You didn't buy it. You couldn't work enough for it.
Amen.
But God loved you enough to cover you anyway.
Thank you, Lord.
Somebody ought to say thank God for grace and mercy again. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I remember when I was growing up, and I used to sit, and I'd be rocking. And we grew up on 19th and Vine. It was my mother. She had seven kids.
Yeah, here we go.
The house was spotless. I mean, a mice B came in and he had the book. Wasn't nothing in there for me. And I'd be sitting there,
Right.
I actually did it.
I believe you.
Some of y'all did the same thing.
Okay,
then I got another. I wanted to y'all do this. My clothes were so ragged and they were so big, I had to go like this just to keep them. You ever seen me doing this? That's because.
Keep your pants up. Yeah.
Going to school.
All right. Didn't have a bill. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
They would keep up like that.
Thank you, Jesus.
I have no belt.
Just a habit. That's how you see them young guys when they walk down with no belt. They're pulling their pants up.
Okay.
But we were poor. We didn't have nice clothes at all.
No, we didn't.
Right.
We had to wear what mama bought.
You better know that. Yep. And then mama used to tell us, mama used to get those pants. Give me those pants. What you? They put a patch on. I don't want to go to school with them pants with no patch on.
It's a patch.
I wouldn't wear a pair of pants like that when I was growing up for nothing.
What?
Put the patch on. Hey, oh, Mama, I don't want to wear patch. Get out of here.
Okay, okay. Amen.
God's grace and mercy has brought me to. I mean, he just thought what I wanted.
All right.
Live in a good area with good wife, good family.
Yes. Okay, amen.
But I remember the time when we didn't have nothing.
Say it again. Hallelujah.
I remember the time hungry many days.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Anybody know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I do. Hallelujah. Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Grace found me when I was lost.
Hallelujah.
I was lost and hooked on cocaine. Lost, robbing, and stealing.
Hallelujah.
Just doing some everything. Then you go to Ephesians 2, 8, and 9.
Okay.
I'm going to preach like it's 1,000 or maybe it's 1 in here. I just know. I'm going to get the Lord what he's doing.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I'm
here.
Yes, we
you
say
Ephesians?
Ephesians 2, 8, and 9.
Okay, hold on.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, I think I
sped
past
the Lord on my show. Listen to this, y'all. For by grace.
Yes.
Are you saved?
I would say it again.
Through faith.
Yes.
And that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God.
Hallelujah.
Not of works. You can't, you know, look, you can't work yourself to this. You know, man, that's all we do, work at the church. Man, we always doing this, taking, doing. You can't work your way in this.
Amen.
This is by faith. Okay, how much you work now? Oh, you know, we be working at some of the other members, you know, punking them. They'll never come while we clean up, while we doing this. So what? What that makes you better?
No.
You can't work your way in this.
Thank you, Lord.
Not a work. It's any man's should boast.
That's right.
For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God has before ordained that we should walk in them.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
We all sitting in here in this church and we don't even realize that this is our appointed time to be here.
Amen.
And by grace, through faith, he has brought us here to live for him.
Thank you,
Grace came looking for us. Anybody know Grace? Grace came looking for me.
Yeah.
I had it so bad, Grace had to come looking for me. I was so strung out on that cocaine. I had a little job in the cocaine man house. It was here at the end. It was his at the end. My house was next. And I can remember saying to myself when I got my check, this time I ain't going over there. I'm going home to check. I got this girl, I got three kids. And every time I would get, I would go right to
right to the dope man.
All night
yes,
long.
Yes. Okay. Thank you, Jesus.
Okay, man.
Deliverance. Hallelujah.
Right next door. I couldn't even make it home.
Thank you, Jesus.
And he started liking me, so he told me, he said, little Jim, he said, listen,
you know,
I want you to watch the door. If you watch the door for me, man, I'm going to take care of you.
Okay.
Just be my doorman.
All right.
Now, I'm so silly. I could have got killed watching his door when he up there with ounces of cocaine selling.
Yeah.
But I was the doorman. And I was so silly, I can remember one night, he said, man, when we get through, we're going to blow our brains out. When they were saying that, mean you would smoke cocaine all night long. We're going to blow up. And so he said, man, I'm calling up early. Come up, Jeff. We got to smoking that cocaine. I'm telling God came looking for me.
All right.
We got to smoking. And all of a sudden, I can remember that week, whatever I did, I couldn't get high. I was smoking weed, couldn't get high. I something broke. What's wrong with me? God came looking for me. Something wrong with me. And I can remember we smoking. He threw an ounce on the table and we started smoking. And all of a sudden, after about an hour, I looked at him and I stood up. He said, don't do me like that, Jeff. He already knew. I don't know how he knew, but he knew. He knew something. He said, Jeff, don't do me. I said, little Ron, I won't be back to the table ever again in my life.
All right,
he said, Jeff, don't do me. I said, Rob, I'm gone.
All right, now.
I left, got myself together, and I can remember glad checking the drug program, and I was drug free for 6 months.
Right.
And when I said Grace came looking for me, he came looking for me. So and I can remember when I got out, I said, I'm going to stop by and see if he was up with Rob. So I stopped by, I had no business, but I did anyway. And when I got the cocaine smoking, I started shaking, I said, I'm out of here, Rob. I'll see you later. and I never went back.
All right, praise
my mind
God.
Was made praise up. God. Grace came looking for me. Yeah. Yeah. Grace came and said, you got to come out of here. Now I got something bad for you. Yeah. You hooked on this cocaine. Grace said, get up and come on kneel for me. You were not searching for him.
There you go.
Like you should.
That's right.
You were not praying like you should.
All right.
I didn't know about no gospel. Amen. You were not living right. But grace kept calling your name.
All right.
Tierra. First Lady Brenda. Sister Pooh.
Come on now.
Sister Bonetta. Sister Vonda.
Come on. Mm-hmm. Grace is calling.
Grace.
Yeah,
he's calling us.
Yeah, that's right.
Grace was calling our name. All of us in here was calling our name, but we didn't even know it. Keisha, calling her name. Danielle. Honda. He was calling our name. And look what the devil said. The devil said they'll never change. But Grace said, I still have a plan for them.
Thank you, Jesus.
I can remember.
Thank you, Lord.
And this is all. This is actually a testament to Sister Tierra. Her and her sister used to come walking here from up the street.
Yes, yes, yes.
I remember when they started.
Yes.
They would come and join in the service. Yeah. I remember as time kept going on, they went back to school and. Man, I looked at how God did. First they started riding in nice cars. And I still remember them walking up the street, but my mind still was looking at how God was blessing them. And I knew God was blessing them, but I kept watching. And then all of a sudden, went back to school. I believe, ain't you a nurse now, Sister Jim? Give God a hand, brother. That's a nurse. A black nurse. Come from the hood. And her sister, what's your sister doing now? I know she went back to, what's she doing now?
She's in HR. But I know she was trying to a lawyer.
All right.
Look at that, y'all.
She's
getting
it.
Can I preach to somebody now?
Yes. Oh, hey.
You may have been broken.
Yeah.
But grace kept you alive.
Come on,
you may have fallen. But grace picked you up, turned you around, placed your feet on solid ground. You may have cried yourself to sleep, but grace woke you up this morning.
Hallelujah.
That's why you cannot look down on anybody
else. You got it. Amen.
Where you see somebody is there now don't mean that they're going to stay there. You can't look down on them. You can't talk about them. You can't say nothing about them because you better remember where God brought you from.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
You can't look down on nobody.
That's right.
Because if grace reached you, grace can reach them too.
That's right.
The church is not filled with perfect people. Here's what people say.
Amen.
Them hypocrites in that church.
All right.
I got news for you.
All right. Hypocrites
belong in the church.
You better know
yes,
it.
Yes, they do.
Get right.
Them old people in that church. They ain't nothing but a bunch of hypocrites.
Yep.
And all they do is the pastor wants your money because he want to buy a new car. That's a lie from hell. Church never bought me no new car. I bought my own new car. Church never bought me no new car. I bought my own. That's a lie from hell. Oh, you know such and such. You see some of these big churches. They really talk about that. Oh, they got all man, they getting all that money from the beach. Y'all don't know what the pastor's doing with that money. Y'all don't know. Y'all shut your mouth.
But
watch this. They talk about the church, but I don't talk about what you're doing in the world.
Exactly.
You heard it, but what you do? But you were talking about the church, just believe it. You still out there in your mess.
You
better get in here while you got time.
The
time is running out. The church is filled with people who survive because of grace. Mercy stood between me and destruction.
Hallelujah.
Mercy stood between you and destruction. Mercy blocked things that should have destroyed us.
Yeah.
The enemy wanted your mind.
Yeah.
The enemy wanted your family.
That's what he
The enemy wanted your future. That's why you got a better future. He couldn't take it.
That's right.
A better future.
Yeah.
But mercy stepped in from the attack.
Amen.
David said in Psalm 23. Mm. Go to Psalm 23.
Ooh,
oh,
Jesus.
Yay.
Yeah.
Good word. Good word.
Go to 23.
Hallelujah.
Go to the last verse.
Here we go.
Look at this, y'all. Surely goodness
and mercy shall follow you
all the days of your life.
All the days.
And I will dwell in the house of the Lord. Man, now tell him, you talking about the church, I'm going to stay in the church forever until I leave here. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Mercy follows you into the places you should not have gone. Many places. Some places I went and I had no business in there. Mercy kept me. I remember talking about gambling, they were going to kill me. I went all that money. They still call me Little Jeff. Little Jeff and I was here. Little Jeff, what did he hit for? All in a half hour. When he grown me in money. They was plotting on me, trying to kill me. One time they had slipped something in my drink. I went my so-called friend. I was winning all the money. Gave me a cradle. I didn't know about no cradle. I was drinking. He said, try it in the cradle. Cradle knocked you out when you're drinking. You don't know what happened. You just go out. And you wake up hours later. And they rob me. My good friend gave me a cradle, saw me winning all the money, and they robbed me. When I woke up, I was at home. I don't know how I got home, but they told me who picked me up and brought me home. I know the two that robbed me. I went looking for one of them. He had already ran to California because they were looking for him for armed robbery.
Okay.
And then the other one, I couldn't find. I said, okay. See what mercy did for me? Kept me alive.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Mercy kept the accident from killing you. Anybody had been in an accident before?
Hallelujah.
Some boys ran a light.
Yeah.
And I believe it was on, what street was that? Right, Kentucky Fried Chicken was up there. It was the old Kentucky Fried Chicken.
76.
Up there on 76 in Bobolink. I come through there, the boy stole the car, it hit me. I hit a tree, bam! But when I hit, before I hit the tree, everything was in slow motion. I can't tell you, Arnold. It was like I was going slow. And all of a sudden, when I came out of it, boom, I hit the tree. And the lady ran over and said, oh, you're probably dead. He said, and then she looked in there, it was Michelle Pitts.
The funeral.
The funeral.
Yeah.
She said, that's Pastor Coleman. Blood was coming. She said, you all right? I said, call my wife. She gave me the number. All I had was a little nick.
But God.
Blood just running down. And my car was turning.
But God.
I should have been
but
killed.
But God.
But thank mercy you. Killed me.
Hallelujah.
And I can remember I got to the hospital and they put all this stuff in your neck.
Yeah.
And I told myself, take this stuff up my neck. So I said, I'm going to eat me some Kentucky Fried Chicken. It's not hurt me more than an accident.
Right.
Then I said, Brenda, I said, John, get this stuff off me. Let me on. I ain't trying to hear all that.
Right.
Let me be free.
All right.
I bet my nigga Kentucky Fried Chicken.
All right.
Look what God done for me.
Hallelujah.
And just dropped off Mother Cliff. Bring him up. Mercy kept the sickness from taking me out.
All right now.
And y'all had sickness too. I was on dialysis. Dialysis was trying to take me out.
All right.
The devil was trying to keep, and I knew it. I came home and I said, Brenda, I'm not going to make it. The dialysis was whooping me so bad, I just was throwing up my hand. I couldn't do it. And all of a sudden, God stepped in.
Amen. Won't he do it? Won't he do it?
Mercy kept the sickness from taking me out. Mercy kept your enemies from triumphing. Anybody got any enemies? Mercy kept your enemies from taking you out. There are people right now who cannot explain how they made it. You survived the boys. I survived two of them. Remember that was 37 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Because they weren't the right people. They weren't the right ones.
Right, exactly.
You figure that out.
That
was not the ones for me. But when I married my wife, first lady, got 37 years. This is it for me. That, he had that one for me. I jumped him. I call myself because they look, they were so pretty. You know, and they look like Guess what, y'all? Second one looked like she could have been a model any book. She was so pretty. I should go places with me and be hitting on her. I said, no, you see me standing here? That's my wife. Oh, that's your wife? Yeah, that's my wife. And she was mean as a junkyard dog. Don't y'all marry somebody for their looks. You better find out. You better know it.
Them the ones out in the sky.
You're gonna find you in the church house.
Yeah.
Them in the church house ain't always the ones.
Uh-oh.
They said they're not
the twin ones. I'm married one.
You survived the boys because of mercy. You survived depression because of mercy. You survived betrayal. Anybody been betrayed because of mercy? So-called best friend cheated on me with my girl. My coach been my bestest friend. Yeah, my ex-brother. Back in the day. Yeah, he was my guy, my dog. We rode together.
They say day one,
though.
That's the word they
use.
Day
one.
Day one.
Day one? Yeah, day
they
one.
They sure was day one because he cheated. He cheated. He was my supposed to be my dog.
Right, they don't say that. They
say
day one, though.
Anybody survive that? I survived that. Somebody listening to me should have been consumed by guilt, shame,
all right,
and sin.
Yeah.
But mercy said, not today. Not today. Tell somebody it was mercy that carried me. Jesus is the greatest picture of grace. We're ready to close. And mercy. When Jesus went to the cross, grace and mercy met together. He took nails for us. He wore a crown for us. He carried the cross for us. He paid a debt he did not owe. Because we owed a debt we could not pay. That is grace. The crowd mocked him. The soldiers beat him. People reject him. Yet Jesus still said, Father, forgive them. Today, now, what they do. That is mercy. Can you imagine that? The very people hurting him were the people he died.
Okay.
And the same is true today.
Yeah.
Even when we fail him, he still loves us.
Amen.
Even when we disappoint him, he still calls our name.
Yeah.
Romans 8:5-8 said, go to Romans 5:8.
Okay, hold on.
And I'm getting ready to close. But God. You get an answer, but God.
But God.
But God.
Commended his love toward us.
Yes, he did.
In that while we were yet sinners.
Yes.
While we were up there hoeing around.
We
just running around here. We thought we had a baby. Girl, y'all know what I'm talking about.
Hallelujah.
I had to go back to you. I ain't gonna lie. You know, some guys were going to square. They didn't talk to you. Yeah, oh, yeah, I know how to talk. I know how to lie. Girl, you walked over here, the sun came with you, just laying like a dog. Committed love toward us. And that while we were yet sinners, Christ died
for us. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. We ought to be so thankful. So grateful. Lord, I thank you.
Grace
and mercy.
And mercy.
Yes, Lord.
Anybody know anything about grace and
mercy? Yes, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah.
I don't know about y'all, but I'm glad. I'm glad that grace and mercy came to me. I'm glad. The people that used to know me, they told my son, your daddy down on that corner, he got that bar. We know he got that tavern. There ain't no tavern.
Okay.
That's what they say about me. I got a club down there. What did they tell you?
That's DLC.
What they say?
I saw a dude a couple days ago. He said,
hey, your daddy's the one with that bar.
Bar?
You shouldn't even be living in this apartment building. I said, I'm a man. I don't pay.
Tell
them
to come to the bar on
20th. Yeah. See, they haven't came in, but they know I'm here.
All right.
They know how I was, so they said, man, Jeff ain't saved. Jeff got the people food down there. They got that bar down there, and the party in the bar, and man, they down there. I don't see where the bar at.
I'm trying to figure that one
out.
That's because I have done so much wrong, they just don't believe I can be in the place.
But God. But God, hallelujah.
Because they don't come.
Let us stay.
Come see.
That you go home, some of y'all.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode. If you have any feedback for us, email the Red Blonde Fox at blackdarkrebel@gmail.com. Don't forget to share and subscribe to the Red Blonde Fox to receive notifications on our latest episodes. Remember, you are who you are because God made you. This your girl, Red Blonde Fox.